morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up the 26th and 27th of June. It's the Big Sky Roundup number 4 coming live Wednesday, June 26th from Billings, Montana. Then Thursday, June 27th, we'll be back to Fort Worth, Texas. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, that's Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorLivestock.com. On offer, 46,000 head. We'll have about 4,200 yearling steers, 4,000 yearling heifers, 9,700 weaned calves, and 27,000 calves on cows. Day one from Billings on Wednesday, June 26th, 9 a.m. Central Time start time. Day two, Thursday, June 27th from Fort Worth, start time on the video auction, 8 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Big Sky Roundup, Wednesday, Thursday, at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
The United States Department of Agriculture in its weekly crop progress report indicated that the U.S. corn crop is now 96% planted versus the average trade guess this week of 95%. The corn crop is also 89% emerged this week, just below the trade's guess of 90%. Corn's condition has declined since last week, now reported at 56% good to excellent, compared to 77% this same time last year, reflecting the abundant accumulation of moisture over the last few days. The situation across the Corn Belt can best be illustrated by Illinois, expected to log roughly 1.5 million prevent plant acres this year. Meanwhile, the U.S. soybean crop is now 85% planted, a little lower than the average trade guesses of 90%. According to USDA, 71% of the crop has emerged. Comparatively, 100% of the crop was planted this time last year, and 94% of it was emerged. Historically, though, the crop has generally been about 97% planted around this time, based on the five-year average. At present, the crop is at 54% good to excellent condition. Here in Oklahoma, though, winter wheat harvested has reached 43%, down 46 points from the previous year and down 35 points from normal. Wheat's condition this week rates 11% poor to very poor, 28 fair, and 61% good to excellent. Over in Kansas, winter wheat's condition is rated at 4% very poor, 12 poor, 28 fair, 43 good, and 13% excellent. Winter wheat coloring was 92% this week, behind 97 last year. Matures at 47%, well behind 82 last year. Harvested at just 5%, well behind 48 last year, and 36 for the five-year average. Finally, in Texas, winter wheat this week is reportedly 58% harvested, behind 70 last year and 72 the average. Wheat's condition is at 18% excellent, 41 good, 38 fair, and 3% very poor. And of course, remember, as always, you can always check out that complete crop progress report up on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Finally, today, the calendar may say that it's summer, but it really isn't acting much like it. In most places, hay production is off to a slow start, with the weather not allowing time for hay to be harvested without moisture damage. Here in Oklahoma, most of the state did not see their first 90-degree day until June 20th. Coupled with this, cattle producers are starting to feel the pressure of lower-than-normal beef demand as well. Dr. Daryl Peel, Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist, says the unseasonably cool, wet weather that we've had of late has done little to encourage folks to get outside and fire up the grill as they typically would. According to Peel, after early beef buying in April for Memorial Day, box beef cutout values have weakened, averaging 3.8% lower year-over-year for the last 6 weeks. The daily box beef price last Friday was down 6.2% from the peak price in late April.
You got farm news on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.